cold, rainy night, and I didn't have a place to stay. I was alone, lost, and the storm was getting worse. Damn this cold weather, I said. I had to find shelter. Then I heard a sound. I followed it. It was coming from an alley, so I walked down it. At the end of the alley was a door. I opened the door, and I saw things you'd want to see over and over again.
Ah, it's Marge's penis!
And I realized I was inside Logan's alley.
The only radio station that listens to you, 103.5, Max FM.
Merry Christmas, folks. Today is the 25th day of December 2007. As if you did not know, my name is King DJ Logan. Joining me tonight, Marfin, Justin, Ray of Logan's Alley.
Here in Maxville.
Three and a half Max FM, Pon de Replay from Rihanna, one of her earlier hits. On the replay. One of her more memorable songs, as opposed to her very unforgettable song, which was Umbrella.
Umbrella.
Yuck. Hello, hello.
Yuck! Grabe, I hate that song, talaga! Ay, grabe, I really hate that song!
But I love the first song, though.
Unbelievable!
The first song you played.
What song was that?
Master Plan?
Yeah!
I love that. The last time I heard that was 1995, man.
Fix the world up, baby.
1995.
Yes. Okay, folks, anyway, welcome to the program. Yes, Logan's Alley is still on.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the rumors that we are actually transferring to... Yes, 101.1. Is that 101.1, because there has been clamor for us to switch radio stations because we do not meet the format requirements of Max FM. Anyway, Merry Christmas to everyone. Yay! Last three R's, make that last two R's and something 35 minutes of this Christmas day. Mm-hmm. My name is King DJ Logan. Hello to you, and thank you very much also for joining me last night to everyone that texted in and kept me company, and people who just dropped by. It was very overwhelming to have people here over at the station, and at least, you know, just wish me Merry Christmas. Mr. Tim Kong, such a sweet man, brought me over some really good bagoong.
Bagoong.
Yeah, bagoong, which was in a bottle. It was like gourmet bagoong. Thank you very much. And let me see. Borgi was also here last night. The food that he was supposed to eat at his call center function, he brought it over, and then very sweet of him, he gave it to me. Now, the idiot, okay, this Goomba.
Goomba.
There's no other way to describe this Goomba. Spelled as G-U-M-B-A-H, okay? This Goomba decided to drop by the station, okay? Borgi, one of our very good friends over here at Max FM, folks, at Logan's Alley in particular, okay? Now, Borgi works at a call center, which is just across the street, okay? It's not Borgi Monotok, okay, folks? Now, Borgi decided... trust me on this one. He looks far from Borgi Monotok.
The opposite.
He looks... You know, if Borgi Monotok were to get in an accident, this would be what Borgi looks like, okay?
That is mean.
What?
But it's true.
It's the truth. Hold on. Let me just finish my story. So anyway, Borgi, from across the street, crosses the street, just like the chicken in the old joke, why did the chicken cross the road? In this case, why'd Borgi roll across the street? So he... Okay, that was just really mean. So he drops by, okay? And I was like, I was very appreciative. Wow, Bade, thank you very much for this packed lunch that you gave me. And turns out there was chicken and rice and pancit, and there was even gravy. So I'm like, wow, Bade, this is so good. Okay, so I start eating. And then I had this problem last night of wrapping my kids' gifts. So I was like, dude, marunong ba magbalot ng gift? And he was like, oh, marunong ako, pare. Marunong ako. Which was very nice of him. You know, he offered to wrap it. So I was like, okay, wrap it. Now, the most important part of the gift is this little card. Okay, this little card. I mean, you can wrap anything with manila paper, but then you still need that little greeting card that says to and then from at the bottom, okay?
Yes.
So this one had a little Toys R Us tag to it. So he taped that after wrapping the gift. He taped that little tag, and then this buffoon Goomba writes on it. He writes on it, sa aking minamahal na anak, and then he puts my son's name.
No way.
And when I looked at his, you know. Butisana, if he had like really nice handwriting, but it's like a grade one wrote on it. You know, it's like a grade one student wrote on it. Sa aking minamahal na anak, and then he puts my son's name in big letters. I'm like, what the hell did you do? I mean, I'm thankful and all for you wrapping the gift, but holy crap! At least give me, you know, let me write the dedication, you bastard. So that's what happened. I'm like. Sinayang mo yung card ko. I'm like, sinayang mo yung greeting card ko, pare. So you know what I did? What? Shiraulo ka talaga. And then you know, a whole lot of expletives, you know, cuss words just came out of my mouth. And this is the guy that is so sweet to drop by and give me food. Right, so it's like I just went blank. I'm like, eh, paano na yan? Wala nang kwenta tong card na to. Itatapon ko na tong card. And then I just threw it. And the guy just kept on laughing without him even knowing that I was really pissed off. For him writing, sa aking minamahal na anak. I'm like, dude, okay, it's Christmas. Let me have a cool head. So basically, you know, it went okay. Good. So, anyway, now that you know who I am, and now that you know what kind of Christmas Eve I had, I would like to introduce you to two guys that have been here since whatever, ever since this trio started, of sorts, Marf and Justin Ray. Say good evening, Marf.
Hey, good evening, Maxville. Good evening, KDL, and of course... Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
How was your Christmas Eve, my friend?
It was okay. It was okay. And it was a lot of fun. My mom cooked almost the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ate at Noche Buena. We ate Noche Buena.
You ate Noche Buena,
yes.
Huh?
Yes.
What you have for Noche Buena? Any special dish that you guys usually have on Christmas?
We have my mom's caldereta.
Caldereta.
Yeah. My mom's caldereta.
Wait a minute. With Rino?
Yes.
Yeah.
First plan.
We also had her minuto.
Oh God.
Big Mac with bacon. Wow, I love it.
Big Mac and bacon.
Yeah.
Nice. What? Wow. Set up none, man.
Only in your dreams, man.
Natahimik ako, man. Wow, your mom had caldereta.
Yeah, that's
like calderetang what? Calderetang
beef.
Baka.
Beef.
Wow.
Beef.
Tama na, Marf. Tama na. Did she have like a little gata inside? You know, diba? You kind of mix. Diba? You have to mix a little bit of what do you call this? Reno and then gata and then the beef and then,
yeah.
Was it really soft?
Yes, it was.
Pare from the bone.
Nalalagas.
From the bone, pare nalalagas yung caldereta. Teka. Tama na. Nahugutom na ako. So, did it have potatoes?
Yes, it had potatoes.
It had lots of potatoes, like bell peppers. Did it have like that?
Yep.
Wow. Tama na. Ayoko na.
Tinatakam mo yung sarili mo.
Teka. Wait a minute. Did it have that kind of quality na sarsa palang ulam na?
Yeah.
Wow. As in, nalalagas talaga from galing sa buto?
Yes.
Anong klaseng buto? Was it the ribs part? yung kung saan masyadong malasa yung the meat?
I really don't know.
You don't know, huh?
I don't know.
But it had like lots of bones in it. Yes. Na medyo maninipis lang yung bones. Mm-hmm. Kind of like ribs. Yeah, maybe those were ribs.
Maybe, yeah.
And then when you put it in your mouth, parang natutunaw.
Oh.
Talaga?
Yes.
Wow.
That's my mom's specialty, caldereta.
Caldereta, man. If Shaina Magdaya were to offer you sex, and then your mom were to offer you her caldereta, what would you pick, Murf? Shaina Magdaya, like one night with Shaina Magdaya, or your mom's caldereta? Like, if you did pick one, it would never come again.
Oh, man.
It's so mean!
Diba? Haven't... You know, it's kind of like a way of looking at it. You know, just to give me like a little visual of how good your mom's caldereta is. You know, I should compare it to Shaina Magdayo because she's like your ultimate crush now.
That's really hard. No.
And then if you choose one, say for example you choose Shaina Magdayo, your mom's caldereta is never coming back.
No way.
And vice versa. So, make a choice.
I'd have to choose the caldereta.
Yeah. Over Shaina Magdaya.
Really? You know, yeah, Shaina Magdaya is a long shot.
Sabagay.
Yeah, at least I still
your mom's
have
your mom's listening right now, isn't she?
I don't know. She's not.
Sayang.
Maybe she's picking up my dad from the airport.
Eh, yun naman pala, pare. Then you should have said Shaina Magdaya. Because there's a probability that Shaina Magdayo or friends of Shaina Magdayo might probably be listening to the program. Just tell her, "Uy, Shaina, it's si Marfa. He'd rather give up his mom's caldereta just to get into bed with you."
Twisted.
Yeah, you know my Christmas wish is...
This is such a twisted program, isn't
it? My Christmas wish is to spend a day with Shaina Magdayo. Now she only has 2 hours and 30 minutes to fulfill that wish.
You're right. It's a long shot. Better to go with your mom's caldereta.
Yes.
You know what else I like on Christmas Day? I'm not so sure if you guys like this, but one thing I really miss in Christmas, lengua estofada. Pare. Dude, lengua estofado. I'm not so sure. I know of someone that makes really good lengua estofado. My mom makes good lengua estofado, but since my mom went to the States, her cooking skills have diminished because, you know, she didn't have anyone to cook for. You know, so sarap pare lengua estofado. Even when you just put it, you take a little slice and then you put it on your tongue, and then you know you can mash that lengua estofado between your tongue and your upper palate. This sucks.
And then the sour, once you bite the sarsa comes out of the lengua.
Justin Ray, good evening to you and Merry Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas, KDL. Merry Christmas to Maxville. And good evening to everybody who's listening right now.
You have any Noche Buena stories, man?
Oh, it's just simple. We just had it simple. The traditional chicken salad of my mom. And like what I said last night, she tried to make lasagna.
Yeah, we talked about that last night.
Yeah.
What do you mean she tried to make lasagna?
Because it's her first time to make lasagna. Ever.
So what happened to it? Naging goto?
No, it was good, man.
Naging arroz caldo, what?
It was good.
It was really good?
It was really good.
Lasagna,
I never thought that my mom could... I mean, I never doubted her cooking skills, though.
Yeah.
But I never thought that she would pull it off. The lasagna. Yeah. It was good, man. It was good.
So you were Garfield-like.
Yeah. I mean, first spoonful of that lasagna, dude, just like heaven. Like when I...
It's like tasting yogurt. Like ice cream. Or like
dude, yes. That's how good the lasagna was.
Oh my god. Okay, stop it now. Stop it. It's like, was there lots of beef?
Beef, man.
Talaga?
Beef, then cheese. It's
layers and layers and layers of cheese.
Smothered with cheese,
oh
man.
Oh my god. What, like what kind of cheese?
Mozzarella.
Like mozzarella cheese. Oh my god.
Dude. Then
and nothing but the best tomato sauce. Oh, yes. Like only a mother could prepare?
Yes.
Not some carinderia or restaurant-type tomato sauce or preparation that tinitipid kasi ingredients? No? No? Like full.
only your mom can prepare.
How many did you have? Did you have a lot? Did you have like a platito or did you have like a plate?
I had a lanera, man.
What's a lanera?
Lanera, like you know where you put the leche flan?
A bowl.
No.
Like a bowl na mukhang plato na leche flan shaped.
Leche flan shaped and it's this thick.
The aluminum container of the leche flan?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's is that what you call it?
Yes, lanera.
Let's pronounce it. Lanera.
Lanera. And it's this high, man.
Really?
This high.
So you had like one lanera of
one
lasagna?
Lanera. Yes.
Wow. Dude. Babuya.
Pare, first time.
Did you go to sleep at once? Para mabangungot?
No.
No.
Wow. After the spoonful, man, the first spoonful.
Yeah.
There was this background music. Dude, it was amazing, man.
How'd that go again? God. Did it go something like this when you tasted it? Like,
that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, good. Mm. Okay, well, anyway, you had very good, what do you call this? Noche Buena stories last night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who went to Mass yesterday? Raise your hands.
I have to say, I wasn't able to go.
So you forgot the reason of the season, you bastards.
I know. Yeah. I'm sorry, Jesus Christ.
We can go to the Adoration Chapel, pa.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's bad, man. You know, we should have gone to church.
I know.
You should have gone to church yesterday. I should have gone to church yesterday. Oh, wait. No, I didn't go to church. Oh, sorry. So irresponsible of me. This sucks. Anyway, it's 38 minutes past 9 o'clock. If you guys would like to call us up, very easy, 633-1915. Or you can text us, MaxSpace FM, your message, and send it to 2968. Hey, yeah, that's probably one thing I'd like to talk about. Noche Buena last night. Or what are some of the drama that happened last night in your family?
Drama.
Diba? Was your mom shouting? Did your mom and dad fight? Did you fight with your sister or your brother or your cousin or your...
Have I got a little story for you? What you thought was your daddy's heart?
One of 3.5 Max FM, True Faith, how much I feel. Somebody decided to call us this evening. Who's online? Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Magandang gabi po.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, dude.
Who the hell's... Hey, is it you, Francis?
Opo, ako po yun.
Hey, Francis, how you doing, man? Thanks a lot, by the way.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas. And thanks, by the way, for calling me last night and keeping me company.
Yeah.
You mentioned yesterday...
Lakas ka sa akin, eh.
Siyempre, pare. You mentioned yesterday, Francis, that it's your girlfriend's birthday today?
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. And
Happy birthday!
Merry Christmas. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, let me talk to her for a while, Francis.
Sure. Oh, okay.
She sounds hot.
One celebration.
Hi.
What's your name, baby?
Merry Christmas.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. How are you guys doing?
Doing okay. Thank you very much for asking.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Your name is, yeah. I'm Chris.
Yeah. Let me see if my ESPN is right. Chris Eugenio?
Yes.
Oh! Wow. Yes. See? It was just like I was in a daze, buddy.
You
know, I was really in a daze. You know, I just plucked out Eugenio from my ass, and I'm like,
you,
wow,
man.
Chris Eugenio.
Kudos to you, man.
It's your. Let me see. Is it your 21st birthday today?
No, it's my 22nd birthday today.
Your 22nd birthday.
Oh, not far.
Such a visionary.
Yeah,
Chris.
Yes.
What are you doing there with those losers?
We're just having, you know, a small party here. We're drinking. Will it be okay if I greet my friends who's here also?
Go ahead, baby girl.
I'm with Norley, Boy, and Jim. There are colleagues in the call center, so...
Ah, yeah. No wonder you have a fantastic-sounding voice, huh?
Yeah.
Mm.
Thank you.
Okay, I hope you're having a good birthday today.
Yes, you know, it's good, so...
You've had too much to drink, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Well, I'll pass the box phone to Francis. Okay.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Happy
Thank
birthday
you again.
Such a nice sounding girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Francis, tell me. Francis.
Yeah.
Buddy, tell me something. Mm. How'd a guy like you end up with someone else? Like, buddy. Haven't you ever?
Huh?
Haven't you ever asked yourself that? How come a guy like you? Pare, lagi mo na helmet yan, ha? Pare, hindi mo untog yan, pare. No, Francis, seriously.
Yeah.
Very sweet of you to have called us up and greeted your girlfriend a happy birthday.
Siyempre.
All right.
Yep.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
Wala na pa.
Merry Christmas, pare.
Merry Christmas.
You want to replay your girlfriend a song?
Maligayang Pasko.
Maligayang Pasko, pare.
Di ba yun yung sabi ko sa kagabi?
Pare, pare. Hold on, Francis.
Oh.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Pare, it's a...
Walang bastusan.
Ay, sorry. Sorry, okay.
Age doesn't matter. Age doesn't matter.
Francis, Francis.
Age doesn't matter.
Francis.
Yep.
Cradle snatcher pala yung girlfriend mo, pare.
Parang hindi tropa.
Hindi, yung girl... Ibig sabihin, pare, mas bata ka.
Yung...
Mas bata ka, pare.
So, ibig mo sabihin, mas matanda siya sa akin?
Eh, syempre. Benito siya.
Given.
Francis.
Yo.
Wait a minute.
What?
Let me see. What do I have to give? I think I have to give something here.
What?
Do you know the classic commercial of Hope? I'm just asking. Do you know the classic commercial of Hope? If you can sing me the Justin Ray, right? If you can sing me the classic Hope commercial jingle, which Justin Ray was telling me off air earlier, does not come out on TV anymore, right, Justin?
Yeah, it does not.
It doesn't come out on TV anymore.
But it only comes out before during Christmas season.
Right. During Christmas season.
During Christmas season.
But now it doesn't come out anymore.
No.
This Christmas season.
No.
Okay.
Here's the guy.
No. It's got to be you. It's got to be you, Francis. You got to sing the jingle.
Okay. Here it is.
Okay.
Hope International Cigarette. It's the magic.
Dude, that's more.
That's more. Yeah.
That's more international cigarettes. That's not Hope. That's more international cigarettes.
Catch the taste of magic. The magic taste of Hope.
There you go. No, we're looking for the Hope cigarette.
Ano ba? Paano ba yun?
You don't know it.
I don't know it.
Okay. We'll tell you later. You guys are tuned in anyway, right?
Yep.
Okay. Here's the starting line.
Okay.
Justin Ray, if you please.
The whole thing.
Just the starting line. Let's see if they can pick up on it.
You can end your search.
That's it.
Sounded like a love song.
Justin Ray, please sing the whole song.
You can end your search for the meaning of living. Now there is joy in the season of hope.
Your turn, Francis.
The light of hope. Yes, the light of hope. Live my man in your heart.
At last you found what you've been looking for. In the Francis!
Your name is John.
The joy and meaning of love. That's great. We had so much fun. Thanks, Francis.
Yeah.
Have a great evening. Bye bye.
Merry Christmas again, guys.
Bye bye. That has got to be, yes, Justin Ray, that has got to be the most popular Christmas commercial I have ever seen in my whole life.
And now, something that you won't forget.
You really won't forget. You know, the recall of that Hope commercial is just there. You know?
Yeah, it's just the back of your head.
You've ended your search for the meaning of giving. Giving? Is it giving?
Giving.
Giving. Now there is joy.
Oh, no, no, no. It's living. For the meaning of living.
Living. Now there is joy in the season of hope.
There's a light of hope when you light a hope in your mind and
in your mind and in your heart.
Wow.
At last you this one is the best part. At last you found what you've been looking for in love. All right. The joy and meaning of love.
Merry Christmas from the season of hope.
Merry Christmas from the season of hope.
Good job.
When you sing, it's much better, man.
Yeah. You know what? When I was let me just tell you a little story. When I was coming home last night, I had a little bit of food here.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking around Robinson's Galleria. That's because we're just near the vicinity of Robinson's Galleria, our station. So I had my own little version of Noche Buena, which was tuknaneng. Tuknaneng there at the food court of Robinson's Gallery. So I was eating, then I went over here. And then, you know, Dre Ball brought me a beer, and then everybody brought me some food. So I decided to eat, just keep on eating.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I did not feel the urge to go. You know, number two.
Okay.
I did not feel the urge to go here at the station. So I decided to, you know, take a cab. Now, once stepping inside the cab, I felt the urge. Okay, I felt the urge to poop.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a little, just to give a little idea of what it looked like last night. Try to stick your tongue out of your two lips just a little bit.
Oh man!
So that's how it felt. You know, you know the term that they use, sumisilip.
Mm-hmm.
They sumisilip na. So I was like, okay, sphincter control.
Hmm.
You know, sphincter control. Just
just
constrict that sphincter in order for your poop not to come out. And then, so it subsided. Hmm. You know, my tummy was pretty okay. Now, the cab brought me home, and as soon as I disembarked from the cab, you know, it's like your ass has a brain of its own. Your ass has a brain of its own. Have you ever experienced this? Have you ever experienced this?
Of course,
it's like your ass has a brain of its own when to release that poop. Diba? It's like your ass knows that it's home. Diba? Like, I'm home!
Bacher, bacher.
I'm home for crying out loud. I'm home. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, you know, you've been shopping the whole day, you've been eating the whole day. It's my turn, bitch. You know, if your ass could only talk, it's my turn, bitch. It's my turn to have my time. So this is when you get inside the garage, it's like, oh, there it comes, here it comes. And then you're trying to fiddle for your keys, you know, for your house keys, trying to open that front door as quickly as possible, and your hands are shaking, you know. And slowly but surely, the buns of your ass start to contract inwards, you know, inwards. And suddenly, just like some strange phenomenon, your knees are no longer there. Your legs are just two straight poles trying to get you to the bathroom, right? So when you finally open that front door of your house, your ass is just contracted that way, and your legs without any knees.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're walking on stilts. Have you ever seen one of those toys without knees? You know how they walk like, ooh. And then you know, slowly the poop just come. Slowly your ass is just saying, faster, bitch, faster, you gotta move faster. And then you come to that, God, please, no, God, I wish my parents did not build a house with stairs. And then you have the stairs to deal with, right? But if your house does not have stairs, you know, it's like from your extended legs, mm-hmm, without any knees, then as you near the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
you know, as you near the bathroom, you know, you just throw your bag to the ground. You throw everything that, you've been carrying on the ground or inside your room or whatever in the hallway. You start to take your shirt off. And then, dude, once you are near the bathroom, mm-hmm. around, given 3 meters from the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
this is when your ankles start to constrict. You suddenly tiptoe to the bathroom. You tipped. My God. Because your hips have given way, you know, in order to accommodate the contracted ass that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So your legs aren't functioning, your knees aren't functioning, and now you have only your ankles to rely on for locomotion,
yeah.
in order to get you to the can. And when you get to the can,
isang bulwak.
Yeah, it sounds like this, right?
Yep. That is the experience I had yesterday, man. That was, you know, it had to come on Christmas Eve, man. It had to come on Christmas Eve that it's like, I was just wondering last night, my ass knows it is home.
Yeah.
It is home. And what a great feeling. No, really, honestly, what a great feeling to know, just like your ass, that you are home with people who love you.
Ow.
Mm-hmm. Very good, man.
Christmas is fantastic. Just love it.
Ow. Yes.
Here's the music of Black Box, folks. If you guys want a request for anything, Mac Space, FM Space, your message, and send it to 2968. I think we're going to be playing Sniper today, giving away lots of prizes that we have for you in our little bodega. Some expired, some which are still fresh. Some Christmas gifts, which most people did not appreciate and just left them here. So we'll be giving them to you. Let me see. What else do we have? Movie posters of B-movies, of Pinoy movies. Especially, what's this one called? What's the one with Dre Ball?
Chanak.
Yeah, we'll be giving the movie poster of Chanak away. We're actually doing some holiday cleaning in the station, so we got to get rid of all the garbage.
You still have some chocolates?
And chocolates as well. Okay. This is Max FM. You know, we'd like to say hello. We'd like to say hello. No, hello rather. To VJ, to April, and to Jules, three beautiful ladies who are actually inside the car right now listening to us, guys.
Mm.
Yes. Three girls, three guys.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Merry Christmas.
Drop by.
Merry Christmas, ladies, to Jules, to April, and to VJ. They're on their way to Starbucks. Knox. Boy hunting.
Mm-hmm. Hot coffee on a hot night.
This is 103 and a half Max FM. Logan's Alley. Okay, what the hell happened there? 103 and a half Max FM. J-Lo along with LL Cool J. Control Myself. Mr. Tim Kong. And Vince Kong, are you with Vince? No, with Christian Kong.
Christian Kong.
Yeah, Christian Kong. That's another one of his, Tim Kong's brother. Yeah,
CK.
CK, Christian Kong. Yeah. Wow, not bad, yeah.
Yeah, Chris, CK.
Christian Kong, CK. Okay, what do we do this evening? Yes, we, of course, Christmas news information does not stop.
Mm-hmm, yes.
It doesn't stop even during the holidays. So let's hear from our the guys over at the AM station.
Oh, very good.
Which is Uno Buta Tres Cinco,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Tudo AM for Bolang Balita. Oh, okay. So right. If you guys want to win some prizes, just what are the kinds of prizes, Marf, that we're giving away?
I think we're giving away T-shirts.
Yes, even Max FM T-shirts.
Wow.
Made by Mossimo.
Oh, not us, but the guys over at the AM station. So before we do some rough guessing, let's see what they have over there.
isang magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. Malagayang Pasko sa buong sangkatauhan, sa lahat ng ating mga mamamayan at mga kapatid sa Metro Manila. Malagayang Pasko po sa inyong lahat. Kasama ko po ngayon, ito po ang inyong lingkod, si Ebong Kamote Jr., anak ng Kamote. Kasama ko ang aking kasamaan, si Orson Tinapa Jr., anak ng Tinapa.
Oh, magandang gabi, kasama ang Ebong at siyempre maligayang Pasko sa lahat ng ating mga tagapakinig sa Himpapawid, no? At siyempre, hindi mawawala ang gabing to na hindi ako bumabate. Kaya binabati ko ang aking napakagandang kaibigan na si Yami Tadeo at ang kanyang ina at ang kanyang ama.
Ah, mukhang yummy-yummy, ha?
Yummy na lang.
Okay, itong kaibigan Orson, ha? Napadayo ko sa inyo kagabi.
Oo.
Oh. Ah, no? Ah, napakasarap ng mga hinain nyo pang Noche Buena, ha? Mga tinapa, mga...
Siyempre, hindi mawawala ang tinapa sa aming pamilya.
Mga spaghetti na gawa sa ketchup. Yan. Pero masarap yun, ha?
Oo,
eh. Mga pampalaman yung mga sardinas.
Ito, kaibigang Ebong, no? Ito, sasabihin ko, sekreto ng pamilya namin to. Mm. Minsan lang kami sa isang taon maghanda ng spaghetti.
Ah, ganun, ha?
Oo.
Ganun.
Tuwing Pasko lang.
Kahit anong birthday mo.
Kahit birthday ko.
Aluan mo?
Wala.
Wala talaga, ha?
Wala. Pansit Canton ang hinahain namin.
Pansit Canton?
Pansit Canton.
So, nagpapakanton lagi sa pamilya mo?
Oo, nagpapakanton.
Mga ibang okasyon. Pwede lang ang Pasko.
Pwede lang Pasko.
Nag-spagetting patas at pababa.
Oh, spagetting patas at pababa na may ketchup. At syempre, at mahilig kami magpakanton. Ang buong pamilya ko, mahilig magpakanton yan. Kaya kung gusto nyo ng kanton, lumaan lang tayo dito sa aming himpilan. No?
Syempre, kailangan lang pag special na okasyon.
Mag-special no? na okasyon.
Ayan. Itong aming kasamaan, si Orson Tinapa Jr. At saka masarap yung yung inumin natin kagabi.
Napakasarap.
Nako, yung mga mayayaman, nag-champagne-champagne at saka mga wine-wine.
Alam mo, champan-champan na yan. Hindi ko maintindi yan.
Tayo, mga MP.
MP. No?
Mga
MP.
Grandma, MP, mga, ano pa ba mga, sino ba, teka, sino ba mga sponsor natin dito? Bakit pumasok ang signal ng ating, Max FM.
Oo nga, ano? Yan talaga si King DJ Logan, si Mad Mark ba yun? At saka si Justin Ray, oh.
Ayan.
Ini-interfere.
Oo nga, insecure yata sa ating popularidad. Eh. Hindi ko talaga alam eh.
Hindi namin kasalanan na may nakikinig sa amin. At sa inyo, wala.
Oh, at saka yung mga Jenny, no? Mga Jenny Rosso.
Oh.
Grandma, grandmama, at saka mga MP natin. Yan,
at syempre, mga, hindi mo wala
yung tanduay. Kailangan yan yung mga iniinom sa Pasko.
Oh, patanduay ram. 5 years.
Yung mga hinebra. Yan, yung mga bilog, mga lapad.
Saka yung mga 15 anos.
Mga 4 cantos.
Oh, oh,
mas masarap talaga yung 15 anos. No? Natikman mo na ba?
Oh, sarap talaga. Oh.
Natikman ko talaga yun, Andre.
Oh. Masarap talaga. Masarap yan, magpakanton ka, tapos may 15 anos.
Tama ka dyan, Orson Tinapa Jr. Alright, maraming salamat.
Maraming salamat, kaibigang Ebong.
Mag-ati itong si Orson Tinapa Jr. Mamaya ng mga headline na mga balita rin. At syempre, ang ating naglalakad na Google.
Oh, syempre.
Diba, ang Google. Ang Google na naglalakad, ang Google ng Pilipinas. Kaya lang nagtataka ako, no? Kapag medyo sumisilip-silip na at kailangan niyang pumupo, no? Nakakatuwa talaga siguro ang lakad nitong Google na to, no?
Oo, naibang lakad ng naglalakad na Google.
Ayan, siya po ay inyong lingkod sa kanyang sariling programa na itanong kebadong ang ating kasamahan na si... Parang version natin siya, no? Version natin siya ng sumalangit naman na si Ka-Ernie Baron.
Ay, sa bagay, oo.
Na kahit na nang itanong, talagang masasagot niya.
Pero mas high-tech, kumbaga.
Mas high-tech?
Si Badong.
Oo, nga naman.
Kasi si Ernie Baron, walking encyclopedia. Ito si... Si Badong,
Google. Hindi lang encyclopedia. Napatos pa niya mga wiki-wikipedia na yan, di ba?
Ano ba yung wiki-wiki na yan? Meron naman tayong Badong dito.
Ito si kaibigan Badong, Tibaklong Junior, anak ng Tibaklong. Maligayang Pasko sa iyo, kapatid.
Maligayang Pasko, ano? Kasamahang Ebong, kasamahang Orson, ano? At sa mga tagapakinig natin na walang sawang tumatangkilig sa ating programa, maligayang Pasko sa inyo. At paring Ebong, aking parang nakikinita-kinita ko na kung ano ang kinain yung panghimagas, ano?
Oo. Oh.
kala kaibigang Orson.
Oh, sige, hulaan mo nga. Masubukan nga.
Minatamis na tinapa.
Ay! Napakahusay nito.
Tumpak.
Tumpak na tumpak.
Nakata-google talaga. Mm. Updated.
Isang minatamis na tinapa para sa panghimagas.
Parang yung yung nabibili sa Bulacan, di ba? Yung mga delicacy na sweet dilis. Yan yung parang gaya. Pero ito yung sweet tinapa.
Oo, oh, yun o.
Oh. Isang subuhan lang.
Crispy pa. No?
Crispy pa.
Tsaka yung spaghetti, no? Ayun yung tipong, sabi mo gawa sa ketchup, ano?
Mm-hmm.
Parang yan yung mga tinitinda sa almusal, no? Sa mga kanto-kanto.
Aba, ini-small mo yata kami. Alam mo nung special sa amin yan.
Special yun. Pero
special yun.
Kaya naging special yun, bud-bud ng... tinapa. Spaghetti con tinapa.
At isang katutak na bechin. Huwag mo kalimutan naman yun.
Siyempre pa, pakain mo sa aso mo, patay.
Okay, maraming salamat kasamang Badong Dibaglong Jr. na mag-aatid rin ng mga balita. At kung meron kayong mga tanong para kay paring Badong, edi i-text nyo lang, no? I-text nyo lang sa aming text line. telephone line 633-1915. Teka, tama ba yun?
Balistad.
Teka,
kung
ite-text nyo, Max Space FM Space, ang inyong katanungan para kay Badong Dibaglong Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Yan, lagay nyo lang, tanong ko kay paring Badong. Ayun. Oh. Tapos ipadala nyo lang sa 2968. Mm-hmm. Kung gusto nyo naman ho tumawag, 633-1915. Ang ating oras sa buong kapuluan. 18 minutos makalipas ang alas 10 ng gabi.
Tutut!
Okay, ito lang, meron tayong munting timbalak ngayong Pasko. At dahil Pasko, mamimigay tayo ng Christmas special.
Mm-hmm.
Dahil naglilinis-linis ang ating maintenance dito sa estasyon. Lahat ng basura ng estasyon, bibigay namin sa inyo. At syempre, mga iba-iba pang mga premium na bigay sa ating mga kaibigan natin. Tulad ng Shades.
Shades, oo nga, no?
Isang pares ng Shades.
Mm, galing sa mga kaibigan natin mula sa Ideal Vision. Napakabuti nila. Maligayang Pasko sa inyong lahat, ano?
Galing saan?
Ideal Beige yan.
At syempre, yung Max FM t-shirt.
Ayan.
Wala pa kasi yung Tudo. Wala pang Tudo AM, no?
Oo, no. Pero mukhang maganda yun, ano? Maganda yung tela, eh, no?
Oo.
Nakilatis mo ba, no?
Nakilatis ko.
Oo.
Mahusay.
Mahusay, oo.
Syempre, gawa yan ng Mosimo.
Mosimo talaga.
Mosimo. Aba, ay gawa niya.
Talaga naman, may tatak talaga ng
kasuri, no? Hindi yun yung tipo na bumili ka ng t-shirt na Mosimo at tinatakan mo lang.
Oo.
Galing Mosimo talaga yan.
Ah, syempre, hindi tulad ng mga t-shirt lang na kapag pupunta ka hardware, ay nang binibigyan na libre.
Tuwing
New Year, no?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ito na po. Ang ating munting team palak. Tawag lang po kayo, 633-1915 para sa Bolang Balita. Tignan po natin kung sino ang tumatawag sa ating himpilan ngayong gabi. Magandang gabi.
Hello, magandang gabi.
Hello, maligayang Pasko. Anong pangalan mo?
Hello, Pasko. Ako si Jojo.
Jojo! Malagayang Pasko, kumusta naman ang Pasko iyo?
Malungkot.
Malungkot? Bakit naman?
Inubos ng kapatid ko yung hamon na linuto ko.
Inubos?
Alam mo kasi, sinasabi nga naman, no?
Kawawa ka naman, ha?
Pag ang bigas, naging kanin, ang palay naging bigas, may bumayo. Tama, no?
Hindi ko makita ang connection nun, parang Orson. Kaya manahimik ka muna, ha?
Hindi ko baga parang ikaw ang nagbayo, ikaw ang nagsaing, pero iba ang kumain.
Ayun naman pala. So, ganun nangyari? Okay, yo, paring Jojo, ha?
Tiniran ako keso, sira pa.
Ha?
Tiniran ako keso, sira pa.
Tiniran ka ng sirang keso?
May kagat pa.
May kagat pa?
Tinikman muna kung sira talaga.
Napaka-insensitive talaga ng kapatid mo, no? Kala niya siguro daga ka. Okay. Paring Jojo, alam mo naman kung paano malaro ang bolang balita?
Opo.
Oh, hulaan mo lang, no? Paring Badong.
Oh, no, Jojo, napakadali ng ating patimpalak na ito. No? Hulaan mo lang, bibigyan ka ni Kaebong ng lima, no? Limang Lima na ba ang ating...
Lima na. Lima ang pagpipilihan ng titik.
Lima na ang mga pagpipilihan ng titik. Ano? Meron tayong... dahil kapaskuhan ngayon, no? Nagdadagdag tayo na nagdadagdag. Kung ano na pupusuhan mong titik, no? Yan lang ang sasabihin mo. At huwag mo nga kalimutan na nga... Oo, sa dulo, no? Ay, bigay ko lang sa iyo mga, na, mga bagong titik na napasali, no?
Yan, mga pwedeng pagpilihan.
Siyempre, ang titik... At ang titik ba?
Titik ba?
Titik ha?
Ka.
Titik ko.
Oh.
At parang ebong, ano ang huli?
Ma?
Parang ebong.
Hello, hello.
Apa.
Parang Joe, andiyan ka pa ba?
Apa, dito po.
Eh, yeah, meron tayong mga limang titik tulad ng sinabi ng kaibigan Badong, di ba? No. May titik ha? Titik ba?
Titik ba?
Tapos may titik ka?
Titik ka?
Mula sa alpabetong Pilipino, no? Mm-hmm. Pero, dahil meron tayong dalawang bago, no? Ito, narinig mo na siguro yung titik O. O, dahil mukha siyang zero, kaya ang sagot dyan ay none of the above.
Tama.
Ayan. At pinakabago naming adisyon, sa diksyonaryong Pilipino, tayo lang ang may letrang ganito.
Oo, magkatabi pa ya.
Oo, nya.
Titik nya.
Enye. Enye, ha? Yung tulad ng pag-spelling mo ng pinya. Ganyan. Malakanyang.
Tabang-tama, ano?
Nya. So, yan ang bagong pagpipilian na titik. Panlimang choice. Ayan. Titik nya. para all of the above. Ayan, ha? All of the above. Ibig sabihin, lahat ng balita, pag pinili mo ang titik niya, lahat ng balita ay totoo. Ah, lahat, tama ba?
Mali.
Lahat ng balita ay bola.
Tama.
O, di ba? Kapag titik o, lahat ng balita ay totoo. Okay?
Opo.
Pwera pa sa titik A, titik ba, at titik A. May titik ko at titik niya. Handa ka na ba?
Apo.
Alright, here we go. Okay, so alright. Oras sa buong kapuluan ay 24 minutos makalibas ang alas 10 ng gabi.
Tutut!
Sa bolang balita. Parang Jojo, makinig ka lang ha?
Apo.
Okay. Mamaya na tayo magbatihan ha? O sige. Sa una nating balita, sarili.
Oh,
sarili. Sariling tao.
Sarili.
28 beses niya, ulit-ulit niyang pinagsasaksak.
Nako.
Nakagimbal naman tong balitang to.
Mm-hmm.
28 beses niya isinaksak ng paulit-ulit ang kanyang sarili. Tama ba to? Bigyan mo nga ng konti kaliwanagan tong kaibigang Orson.
Tama yan, kaibigang Ebong, no? Kakaibang regalo sa kapaskuhan ang ibinigay ng isang lalaki sa sarili nitong makaraang 28 ulit pagsasaksakin ng iba't ibang bahagi ng katawan sa lalawigan ng Cebu City.
Nabuang.
Duguan ng matagpuan ng mga kaanak si Julito Pantiligan Naveo, 23, Zapatero, Tagasitio, Magsipit, Barangay Liboron, Carcar City. Sa inisyal na ulat sa Camp Crame, uy, naku, umabot pa ng Camp Crame, no? Alas 11:30 ng umaga noong Biyernes, nang matagpuang nakahandusay ang biktima. Nakita sa tabi nito ang isang patalim na ginamit ito sa pagpapatiwakal. Ayon sa mga kaanak ng biktima, lulong umano sa bawal na gumot ang huli kung saan nakaranas ito ng nervous breakdown dahilan sa umano'y may tangkang pumatay dito.
Kakaiba.
Grabe.
Bakit siya tinawag na biktima ay siya mismo sumaksak sa sarili niya? Di siya rin biktima at suspect.
Oo, tama, no?
Nagumbaga parang inunahan na lang niya yung papatay sa kanya, no?
Sabi niya siguro, Apo, akala niyo, mapapatayin niyo ako. Papatayin ko muna sarili ko.
Ganun ba na yun? So, pinatay niya ang sarili niya na 28 saksak.
Tira mo nga naman, no, kung nagpapatay na lang siya sa papatay sa kanya, isang beses lang siguro siya sasaksakin nito.
Ah, hindi. Magkaiba naman kasi baka mamaya kung pinatay siya ng dapat papatay sa kanya, edi may kasama mura pa.
Ay, sabagay. Mm.
Nakaligtas siya sa mura. Eh, di, sarili lang niya minura niya, di ba?
Sabagay, mas masakit yun.
Aray, taratado ako.
Mm. Mas masakit yun kung mamumura ka ba eh. Magpapasko na.
Abay, lilintian. Gihatay. Misting yawa ko. Papakamatay na ako, pangga. Kakaiba ang mga utak ng tao ngayon, no? Mm-hmm. No, parang Joe?
Mahirap, mahirap.
Kaya mo ba yung patayin ang sarili mo?
Mahiwa ka nga siyang ng, ano, kutsilyo, masakit
na. Oo, masakit talaga, no? Mm-hmm. Paano pa kaya pag pinakain ka pa ng bulok na keso? Okay,
may kagat, no?
No, na may kagat pa, no? Sa bolang balita, letrang ba? Ay, sa titik ba? Ito, ito alam ko, laganap to. Laganap to sa iba't ibang bahagi ng Maynila, no?
Mm.
Nagpumilit kumanta. Pinatay!
Nako!
Kasi ito, ito ha, babasahin ko sa inyo ha. Nakatarak pa sa dibdib ang patalim nang matagpuan ng isang pedicab driver na wala ng buhay matapos saksakin ng hindi nakilalang suspect sa Valenzuela City kahapon ng madaling araw. Kinilala ang biktimang si Tito Tagiam na sa hustong gulang ng Pelo Subdivision. Nagsasagawa naman ng follow-up operation ng mga pulis, mga autoridad upang matukoy kung sino ang posibleng may kagagawa ng krimen. Ah, ito ha. Ayon sa pulisya, bago natagpuan ang bangkay ng biktima, dakong alas 12:30 ng madaling araw, ay nagtungo pa umano ang biktima sa FO8 kitchenette. Di kalayuan umano sa lugar na tinitirhan ng biktima para mag-sing along. Subalit dahil pasaranay, hindi na ito pinayagang makapasok.
Oh.
Sa buntong ito ay nagalit ang biktima at pilit pa rin umanong nakikiusap na pakantahin siya. Ito ang sobrang adik sa tinatawag nating bidjoke.
Palakanta, no?
Palakanta siya.
May ligyan kumanta.
Palakanta siya, no? Mm-hmm. Ayan, nagalit daw yung biktima nung isasara na daw yung FO8 kitchenette. Ayan.
Nagalit pa.
Oh, eh hindi naman umubra ang pakiusap nito hanggang sa tuluyan ng isara ang FO8 kitchenette. Ngunit, makalipas ang ilang oras, ay natagpuan na lang umano ito ng isang nagngangalang Feli Lobeo na patay na ang biktima.
Mm-hmm.
Masusi ngayon, nag-iimbestiga ang mga awtoridad upang maresolba ang kaso. Kakaiba!
Iba talaga ang nangyayari ngayon.
Nakakalungkot, ano?
Gusto niya lang kumanta, pinatay pa siya.
Mm-hmm. Baka kasi ang gusto niyang kantahin, My Way Down, no?
Inunahan.
Inunahan na siya?
Oo.
Okay,
eh. Doon na, mamabaril ka rin naman ng pagkinanta mo yun, no?
Grabe, grabe. Grabe, okay. Yan ang sa headline balita sa Titik Ba. Ayos ba, Joe? Joe?
Kaya mga tama kasi nabi ni kaibigang Orton, eh. Na My Way kinanta nun.
Tuwing ikaw ay nagbibidyo kay kaibigan Jojo.
Hindi.
Ay, kung nakakita ka ng mga kumakanta sa mga bidyokehan, anong pinakaayaw mong kanta na kinakanta nila ngayon na parang gusto mong patayin?
Actually, dalawa eh.
Ah, ano yun? Ano yun?
Yung isa yung sinabi nga, My Way, malamang.
My Way?
Parang sa pakatawi ng baseball bat. Tapos pangalawa yung kakanta ng Happy Birthday, sintonado pa.
Happy Birthday, oh. Tama ka dyan.
Parang Joe, sigurado ko bang hindi ikaw ang sumaksak dito?
Hindi naman siguro.
Ako, alam mo, ang pinaka nakakairitang kinakanta talaga sa bidyokehan, ha? Mm-hmm. Kasi may kabaguhan. Ay yung pinapatugtog sa mga FM station, eh. Yung Beautiful Girls.
No.
Diba? Beautiful girls, alahanan ng taon, you make me suicidal, suicidal. Nakakairita yun, di ba? Nakakairita talaga. Kahit na pinapatugtog sa radyo, ayan, yung mga bagets na nagpapatugtog sa mga otol na, talagang ang sarap hatawi ng baseball bat.
No.
Okay, ito na ang pinakahuli sa ating mga tatlong headline na balita. 13 anyos ni rape ng bagets.
Opo.
Oh, ano man? Kaibigang Orson, bigyan mo nga linaw tong balitang to.
Kawawa naman, no. Paskong Pasko, ginahasa umano ng bagets ang 13 anyos na babae sa bayan ng Alcala, Cagayan.
Ayon sa pulisya, nangyari umano ang panggagahasa ng yayain ng inuman ng suspek ang biktima kasama ang dalawang iba pa.
13 anos?
13 anos, ha? Niyayain ang inuman. Diyos ko po. Pansamantalang di pinangalanan ang biktima at suspek dahil sa pagiging menor de edad ng mga ito. Waba, mukhang menor de edad din ng tumira.
Oras sa buong kapuluan. 31 minutos, makalipas ang alas G's.
Tutut!
Nang
malasing na umano ang dalagita ay dinala ng suspek sa isang bahay at doon pinagsamantalahan. Sa medical legal resulta ay positibong ginahasa ang dalagita.
Modus operandi talaga ng mga kabataan ngayon. Lalasingin muna nila ang mga kababaihan, oh. Tapos dadarin sa kanilang kabahayan, doon nila pagsasamantalahan.
Eh, tulad ng kaibigan namin, dyan sa FM station natin, doon sa ano ba yun, Max FM.
Hmm. Oh.
Ayan, oh, may isang medyo kabataan dyan. Ang pangalan niya ay si Mark Lester Marpori.
Oh.
Na yan ang kanyang modus operandi.
Oh, talaga ganun.
Nung siya ay nahuli ng mga pulisya.
Balita ko nga, may kasama pa nga siya isang tisoy nung siya ay nahuli.
Nilalasing muna nila ang mga babae.
Oh,
at saan nila inaaya sa kanilang mga lungga.
Para wala nang kawala talaga, ano?
Para wala nang kawala.
Oh, oh. At ang masakla pa dyan ay balita ko ay kunwaring nasira ang pintuan ng kanilang kabahayan.
Ayun.
Upang hindi makalabas ang mga kababaihan.
Kagimbal-gimbal. Malaswa!
Mm-hmm.
Malaswa kayo! Mabulok kayo sa kulungan! Hindi ba kaibigan, Joe?
Oo.
Ayan. Malaswa. Malaswa talaga ng mga kabataan ngayon. Alright, kaibigan Joe, narinig mo na ang aming tatlong headline na balita. Saan dyan ang bonang balita? Sa titik, ha? Titik ba? O titik ka? O kung wala namang bolang balita, titik ko. At kung lahat naman sila ay sa tingin mo ay bolang balita at gawa-gawa lang namin, piliin mo ang titik niya.
Napakahirap naman ang inyong Christmas special.
Yeah. Hindi na pala eh. Pinapahirapan lang namin kasi binibigay lang namin lahat ng basurahan nitong estasyon. Kasama na rin dyan si Johnny C. Kasama na si Johnny C sa iyong prize dahil isa na rin siya sa mga basura ng istasyong ito.
Kung sakaling papalarin akong manalo, tama yan, iriregalo ko dun sa kasama namin sa bahay.
Oh yun, tama. O gusto mo, i-bonus na rin natin tong si Chris Riley. Okay.
Akala ko meron pang isa.
May napili ka na ba?
Sa aking palagay, ha?
O sige, Joe. Mag-isip-isip ka ng konti.
Palagay ko, titik, ha?
Hindi ka talaga mapakali.
Malamang dahil yan sa kinain mong keso.
Malamang nga, eh.
May
sinamahan pa niya kasi ng gatas.
Joe, sigurado ko ba na titik, ha?
Hindi, pero sa aking kutob, yung nagsaksak ng 28 beses eh.
Oh, medyo mahirap paniwalaan yung balitang yan, no? Oh, na sinaksak niya, paulit-ulit ang sarili niya ng 28 beses.
Kasi isang kalokohan eh, no?
Kalokohan niya.
Nasaksakin niya.
Aray ko, namamatay ako. Aray.
1, 2, 3.
Aray lang pa. Aray. Ito na, 27 na.
Isa pa. Isa pa para talaga matigok na ako. Ayan na, 28. Oh, namamatay na ako.
Kasi pinanganak daw siya April 28.
Ayan. Okay.
Isanak daw niya 28.
Ano, padre?
Yun, parang Joe. Palagay, ang bolang balita ay titik. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Titik ka?
Oh.
Hindi, daw.
Oh, pala.
So, ang bolang balita ay titik ko. So, ibig sabihin, lahat ng mga balitang isinabi namin ay totoo.
Ah.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm. Titik ko.
Mm-hmm.
Napakahusay ng iyong pagpili ng titik ko.
Magaling.
Ha? Okay. Ang galing-galing mo talaga, paring Joe. Galing, saan galing?
Taga Quezon City, Maxville po.
Taga QC, Tutubil. Okay, paring Badong, sabihin mo naman kung anong kanyang napanalunan.
Nagugihira ang isang damit pang taas, ano? Mula sa Moshimo. At syempre, ang hindi mawawala ang shades, ano? Mula sa mga kaibigan natin galing Ideal Vision.
Ngayon!
Maganda yan, pares, no? Suot mo yung Max FM t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
At syempre, naka-shades ka.
Mm-hmm. Suot mo sa bagong taon. Maganda-maganda yan.
Sa bagong taon?
Oo, abo nagpuputukan, puti ang t-shirt mo. Pag-uwi mo, kulay pulbora na siya.
Okay, paring Jojo, maraming salamat sa iyong pagsali.
Pagtanggilik,
aming, no? Pagtanggilik sa aming muling munting timpalak.
Maraming salamat sa maligayang Pasko.
O, may babatiin ka ba na maligayang Pasko ng mga kaibigan mo?
Babatiin ko sana yung kasama namin na pagbibigyan ko kay Johnny C.
Okay.
L.A.
L.A.
Oh.
Isa ba yung bading?
Ha? Ano to eh? Tawag dito, babae na nagpapanggap na lalaki.
Oh. Ayun.
Nako, akala mo yung artista.
Nako, si Johnny C ang bahala dyan, ha? Na gawing babaeng tunay yan.
Okay. Baka magtuntukan sila.
Baka magtuntukan.
Galit to sa gwapo, eh.
Kursunada ni Johnny C yung ganyan, eh. Sasabihin niya, Miss, kursunada kita. Sabay sasapakin. Okay. O, sige. Maraming salamat, paring Jojo. At maligayang Pasko at maligong bagong taon.
Huwag kang bibitaw, pare.
Apo.
Oras sa buong kapulungan ay 38 minutos makalipas ang alas 10 ng gabi.
Tutut!
ito po ang bolang balita na hatid po sa inyo ng 1 buta 3-5 2-2 AM 2-2 na 2. Ay, kailangan sabay-sabay tayo.
Oo.
Uno, buta, tres, cinco, two AM,
two.
Maraming salamat, kaibigan Badong Tipaklong Jr. Mm-hmm. Babalik siya mamaya sa, para sa inyong mga katanungan, para sa itanong kay Badong. At kaibigan Orson Tinapa, maraming salamat sa mga balita.
Maraming salamat sa inyong dalawa.
Ito po ang inyong lingkod na si Ebong Kamote Jr. Anak ng Kamote. At mabalik namin kayo sa 103 in a Hop Max FM. Thanks, guys. You're back on Logan's Alley. Here's the music of Sting, King of Pain, on Max FM.
There's a little black spot on the sun today.
Drink much.
Alright, muli po tayong bumabalik sa ating himpilan na 1, buta, 3, 5 para sa itanong kay Badong. Ako po ang inyong lingkod, si Ebong Kamote Jr. kasama si Orson Tinapa Jr. at ang ating naglalakad na Google. Hindi ba yan tama, kaibigang Orson?
Tama yan, kaibigang Ebong. Napagaling ng taong to, no? Napaka-hitek.
Napaka-hitek?
Napaka-hitek, ano?
Kakaiba yan, ha? Hitek. Ang ating walking, hindi lang encyclopedia dahil kay Kaerni na yan, no? Sumalangit nawa.
Dahil pa nga, eh.
Ang ating naglalakad na Google. Si Badong Tipaklong Jr. Magandang gabi sa iyo, kaibigang Badong.
Magandang gabi muli sa ating mga tagapakinig at siyempre sa ating mga kasamahan, no, Orson, at ating kaibigang Ebong. Magandang gabi. At bibigyan nating linaw lamang ang mga katanungan na bumabagabag na matagal na sa ating mga tagapakinig, ano?
Mm-hmm. Imbitahin mo naman sila magtanong.
Oo, no. At kung kayo'y meron na isang katanungan na talagang bumabagabag sa inyong mga isipan na numpa mula pa pagkabata, ano, itanong nyo lang kay Badong dito sa aming himpilan sa 1 buta 3-5 2-2 AM.
At syempre, pwede nyong itanong yan kay Badong sa pamamagitan ng pagpapadala ng tekstong mensahe sa Max Space FM Space ang yung tanong kay Badong at isend yan sa 2968.
Alright, maraming salamat kay Bigang Orson. Meron tayong mga ilang katanungan dito mula po sa aming text line. Ika nga, ito mula kay Dario, no? Mm-hmm. Dario ng Tagig. Binabati kita, kaibigan Dario ng Tagig, at maligayang Pasko sa lahat ng ating mga kaibigan dyan
sa Taguig. Mm-hmm. Para, saan ba nangikilala ang Taguig? Sa mga gimikan. Yan. Sa port.
Taguig, no?
Mm-hmm. No? Port Global City.
Oh, nandiyan yun eh. Go Taguig, oh. Oh.
Tapos may market-market ba? Ayan. Mm-hmm. Diba? Tsaka yung napakagandang nila mga police car.
Oh.
Diyan sa Taguig. Mm-hmm.
At Taguig ang pinakamalaking abang tawag dito. City.
Uy! Oh! 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 Oh. Wala na naman ito. Nako! Lunsod! Lunsod, kaibigan ba itong? Ayos ka ba?
Nars!
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 Dala ng kape ito. Ha? Kaibigan ba itong?
Ano yan?
Oh, mukhang na-revive ka sa 3-in-1
ah. Anong regalo nyo pala?
Bigla kang nag-blackout na naman, kaibigan ba, ano, kaibigan ba itong?
Teka, medyo nilalamig ako.
Nag-English ka, bumigkas ka ng city.
Medyo, binagi ko ba yun? Hindi ba lungsod?
Hindi lungsod.
Kaya pala, medyo nilalamig ako ngayon, ano?
Binanggit mo ang salitang city. Eh, English yun. Kaya bigla kang nawala na naman.
Nilalamig ako ngayon, parang ito.
Tumirik na ang mata mo kanina.
Oh, talaga? Napakabagabag, ano?
Ba't parang nilalamig ka? Saan lugar ka nagbiyahe?
Hindi, may nagpapatanong kasi kung mababait daw ba kayo nung Pasko. Aba, sabi, mababait daw ba kayo?
Teka, nanggaling ka bang North Pole?
Naging anak kasama ko si Santa Claus.
Nakusap mo si Santa Claus?
Aba, napakaswerte na nung kaibigan natin si Bato.
Oo.
Swerte.
Hindi, parang...
Bigla siya napunta sa North Pole.
Parang ibang, kala mo lang, swerte yun, pero... Ang lamig doon, pare.
Malamig, ha? Malamig.
Malamig, pare.
Parang naka-isa panandali ang mga segundo na nawala ka. Parang ilang araw ang na-ano mo doon sa North Pole?
Matagal, eh.
Matagal? Mga isang buwan?
Hindi, mga dalawang oras.
Mga dalawang oras?
Pero huwag ka. Alam mo ba, yung pulang jacket na suot ni Santa Claus?
Oh.
Versace yun.
Versace, ha? Huh?
Pare, tanggalin mo muna yung yelo sa ilong mo.
Ano?
Tanggalin mo.
Sipong ko yan.
Jet-setter kasi. O, sige.
Mabalik tayo.
Mabalik tayo sa tanungan nitong si Dario ng Taguig.
Oh, pampainit yan. Oh.
Kaibigang Badong, maitatanong ko lang.
Mm.
Sino po ba ang kaibigang Badong ang nagsimula ng pagsisinungaling at panluloko sa mundo? Naku, tama. Mm.
Sino nga ba?
Hindi nga natin alam kung sino ang nagsimula ng pagsisinungaling at panloloko sa mundo. Si Adan po ba? O si Eva? O di kaya yung ahas? Ito ba, may follow-up question pa. Kung yung ahas, ano po yung kasarian ng ahas na yun? Para magkaalaman na, di ba, kung sino ang malamang na mas sinungaling, ang babae ba? O lalaki?
Napakagandang obserbasyon yan, ano? No, napakabuti at naitanong mo yan para mabigyan natin ng linaw, no? Si Adan, Eva at yung ahas, no? Na nagsimula yan, no? Nasa Biblia yan, no? Ito ang kasimula ng pangyayari ng kasinungalingan ng isang katauhan. Pero maipasok ko lang sa eksena, no? Sa totoo lang, ang nagsimula ng pagsisinungaling ay ang unggoy.
Oh!
Dahil Pasko. Ang unggoy.
Unggoy.
Bakit naman ang unggoy, kaibigan ba to?
Hindi lang maisama sa eksena, no, pero meron dong unggoy sa tabi ng ahas habang ang ahas ay pilit na tinutukso si Eva, no, na kainin ang mansanas at ibigay rin kay Adan.
Hmm.
Di ba nga, doon nga nasabi ang tuso man ang matching, natutuso rin.
Oh, kaya pala.
Tuso man ang matching.
Nagugulangan din.
Nagugulangan din.
Dahil nung nagsinungaling siya, no? Dahil niloko niya yung ahas, no? Na ibigay mo yan. Kasi siya talaga yung unang nakakaalam, eh. Na yung mansanas na yun, hindi pwedeng kainin, eh. Eh, syempre, hindi kaaya-aya ang anyo niya, kaya ayaw siyang lapitan ni Eva.
Oh.
So, yung ahas medyo, ano eh, no? Ang tawag doon na makisig, parang ganun.
Oh, kasi kinoching-coching ng...
Tapos ngayon,
unggoy.
O di ngayon, nung pagkatapos na, nagkasumpaan na, sinumpa na ang lalaki na magtatrabaho habang buhay, ang babae na mga anak, may hirapan, ang ahas na patuloy nagagapang, kasi ang ahas may mga paa yan, eh.
Oh.
May paayan dati.
May paayan. Apat ang paa niya noon.
Parang unggoy.
Oo. Hindi, parang butiki.
Parang butiki.
Oo, apat ang paa niya noon. Nang sinumpa siya ng Diyos nating mahal, ano, nung sinumpa siya, ang sabi, patuloy siyang gagapang habang buhay. Yung, ay, tuso man ang matching, nagugulangan din. Siyempre, binalikan siya noon as kinain siya.
Oo, mahusay. Mahusay talaga.
Kaya ang nagsinungaling ay ang matching.
So, hindi yung ahas?
Hindi ang ahas.
Ah, hindi ang ahas talaga, ano? Anong kasarihan ng matching na yun?
Hindi natin malalaman, no? Walang kasarihan. Siguro, dun nang galing ating mga kaibigang, alo?
Oh, alam mo ang sinasabi ko, kaibigan.
Mga kaibigang,
kasi walang kasarihan, eh. Hindi natin matukoy. Wala sa...
Ditiyak.
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 Ditiyak. Hindi natin matukoy, no? Kaya, kumbaga parang nasa kalagitnaan.
Nasa kalagitnaan yung ugoy na yun.
Alright.
Maraming salamat, kaibigan Badong. Okay. Sa so, alright.
Okay, sa so, alright.
Ito ha, may katanungan tayo dito, isa pa. Mula kay Toyang ng Eraserheads Gang ng Tramo, Pasay.
Ay, Tramo, Pasay, oo.
Ayan, ano,
sa Tramo kasi, huwag mo ilalabas. Kunyari, huwag dala kang bisikleta, huwag mo iwan sa labas.
Bakit?
Wala na, paglabas mo.
Okay. Bakit kailangan mag-ingay at magpaputok sa bagong taon? Bakit hindi na lang manahimik sa selebrasyon para tahimik ang pagpasok ng bagong taon?
Mm-hmm.
Ay bigang Badong itanong.
Ano no? Marami na rin mga Pilipino ang umaangal ano, dahil sa patuloy na karahasan at mga pangyayaring nangyayari tuwing bagong taon. Ano. Pero bigyan lang natin ng linaw si Toyang. No, nung nagsimula yung paputukan na yan ano, dito sa Pilipinas, mga nasa dekada 50.
Dekada 50.
Pero kung titignan mo no, sa ibang lugar, wala namang putukan na tulad dito. No? Walang plapla, walang bawang, walang super lolo. Isang putukan lang sa isang parke. No? Doon nila sinis, ano, parang ang tawag dito. Dinaraos.
Muntik na mag-English. Ano?
Mm. Doon sa plaza.
Dinaraos doon sa plaza. Ano, oh. Ang mumunting selebrasyon ng pagsalubong sa bagong taon. Ano? At alam mo, sa totoo lang, hindi na natin may iwasan yan. Dahil tradisyon na yan ng Pilipinas. Dahil alam mo, meron kasing usapan o ugnayan ang ospital at ang mga paggawaan ng paputok. No?
Napakalalim pala ng...
Teka, meron silang tinatawag na conspiracy theory.
Oo,
yan ba ang sinasabi mo? May conspiracy theory ng ospital at ang pagawaan ng paputok ay may usapan.
Tumbak ka dyan, ano? Oh. Parang Ebong, no? Parang Orson. No? Mabigyan lang natin ng linawang katanungan ni Toyang dahil ang mga pampublikong ospital at ang mga pribadong ospital, no? Talagang kinukunsyaba na nga nila umano ang mga... paputukan ngayon sa Bulacan.
May katotohanan ba itong pinagsasabi mo?
Oo, no. At kaya kita mo, kahit na ipatupad ng pamahalaan, ano, na walang magpapaputok, no? Kaya nga nauso yung mga baril-baril na parang paputok ang tunog, ano?
Oo, yung parang gawa sa PVC pipe.
Oo, di ba? Nauso yun, ano? Oo. Pero hindi pa rin nawawala ang mga paputok, no?
Oh.
Hindi pa rin nawawala. Dahil, siyempre, habang may paputok, may napuputukan, o parang longganisa ang kamay, tatahiin ngayon sa ospital, bayad sila.
Ganun pala.
Di pera para sa ospital, pera para sa pabrika, masaya ang lahat.
Everybody happy, ika nga.
Mm-hmm.
Ganun pala yung mga, may mga conspiracy theory pala yung ganyan.
Kaya hindi na natin mayaalis yung paputok na yan. Tsaka, hindi mo ba tipong... hanap-hanapin ang amoy ng pulbura sa bagong taon, di ba?
Oo, tama yun.
Oo.
Eh, ito ay kasabihan naman ng mga in-check, kaya tayo nagpapaputok. Eh, dahil nilalabas natin ang mga masasamang espiritu ng nakaraang taon. At wini-welcome natin ang pagdating ng bagong taon na darating na 2008.
Napakagandang idilihoy yan, no?
No.
Napakaganda.
Pero kung ganun, kaibigan Badong, no? Follow-up question na lang.
Oh, sige, kaibigan Orson.
Bakit iba ang pagdiriwang ng mga kaibigan natin, mga Chinese, no? Meron silang sariling Chinese New Year, but hindi na lang isabay sa ating New Year?
Oo nga naman!
Kasi ang mga pabrika ng tikoy, tuwing... tuwing Enero lang yung tumatakbo.
Ah.
Oo. Kasi hindi mo naman pwedeng patakbuhin yan ng Disyembre. Kaya dinaraos nila ang Chinese New Year ng Pebrero dahil tumatakbo lang mga pabrika ng tikoy
ng Enero, no?
Dahil alikabukin.
Napakatagal gawin ng tikoy. Napakabilis lutuin. Di ba ang tagal mong kainin?
Oh.
Kahit may itlog.
Oh.
Kahit nguya-nguyain mo, hindi pa yung durog, nilulunok mo na lang. Di ba? Napakatagal gawin ng tikoy. Kumukonsumo yan ng mga tatlong linggo.
So, may conspiracy theory na naman yan.
Mm-hmm.
So, ang sinasabi mo na kapag yung kapag tayong mga ordinaryong mamamayan na Pilipino,
mm-hmm,
tuwing bagong taon, ang ospital at ang paggawa ng paputok ay may usapan.
Mm-hmm.
Ano? No? Tapos, pagdating ng Chinese New Year, na kailan ba yan? Mga Pebrero?
Pebrero, mga huling linggo.
Pandang Pebrero, ang sinasabi mo naman, may conspiracy theory naman ang paggawa ng tikoy at saka paggawa ng paputok.
Paputok?
Ha?
Hindi yung ano, yung paggawa ng tikoy. Paggawa ng tikoy, Enero lang talaga sila nagbubukas.
Eh, di ba nagpapaputok na rin sila ng Chinese New Year?
Oo. Oh. Ay, hindi. Celebration. Ah, pati yung pagpapaputok doon. Oh, akala ko celebration lang.
Ah, ganun ba yun?
Oo. Yung pagpapaputok naman ng mga incheck, no, hango yan sa kasabihan ng siopaw.
Kasabihan ng siopaw?
Oo. Meron silang tinatawag na ang kasabihan ng siopaw.
Ano yung kasabihan ng siopaw?
Ano ba yun? No, parang ngayon ko lang narinig yung kasabihan ng siopaw na yun.
Ang tawag lang nila sa mga siopaw, diba, dim sum?
Dim sum.
Oh, di ba?
Oh.
Oh, pag kinagat mo kasi 'yon, no, merong kakaibang tunog. Para sa kanila, no? Para sa kanila.
Oh.
Ano 'yun? Walang kinalaman ng ano dito, no, ang laman kung asado ba o bola-bola.
Oh.
Pero malamang sa kanila iba eh, no, ang mga
may kakaibang putok.
Oo, may yung pagkagat mo. Ganong tunog ba? Na dapat tapos parang merong lumalabas doon na
Pebrero.
Pebrero.
Ganon.
Sinasabi.
Mm-hmm.
Parang, so, parang may bumubulong na,
mm-hmm,
Pebrero.
Mm-hmm.
Ganon.
Kaya sa Pebrero, itong Pebrero lang nila, pinagdiriwang ang kanilang bagong taon.
Pero sa mga siopaw lang na inchik to.
Mga siopaw lang na inchik, no?
Pebrero.
Bobo mo. Marami talaga akong natututunan dito sa naglalakad na Google.
Mahusay talaga itong naglalakad na Google natin, kaibigan to, no?
Nandito lang tayo para sa pampublikong serbisyo, no? Para mabigyan nating kalinawan ang mga tanungan ng mga mamamayan.
Oh, pero meron tayong, sige, may mga phone-in question tayo na 633-1915. Hello? Ayan, nawala.
Nawala, nawala.
Matawag, 633-1915. Kung gusto nyo lang magtanong kay Badong, ha? Oh, meron tayong panghuli para sa oras na to, no? Kabadong, sino ang naka-imbento ng kondom? At sino ang unang gumamit ng kondom?
Oh, magandang tanong yan, pare.
Ayan.
Magandang tanong.
Oo, no. At nakikinita-kinita ako na maingat itong nagtanong na ito, eh, no? Maingat siya. Oh, nagsimula ang kondom, no, nung kapanahunan ng mga Hari Trina.
May kondom na nun!
Oo.
Aba.
Gawa ang kondom sa itlog ng kambing. Yung balat.
Oh.
Yung balat ng itlog ng kambing. Oo.
Gawa. Ang kondom ay unang ginamit.
Mm-hmm.
Nung panahon ng mga hari at reyna.
Mm-hmm. Galing sa balat ng itlog ng kambing yan talaga eh.
Nang yak balls ng kambing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Kasi meron isang naglalaboy... Merong isang naglalaboy na prinsipe, no? No, nakuha niya na yun. Yung balat ng kambing na yun, nakuha niya na.
Oh.
No? Hindi niya muna alam kung paano niya gagamitin. Simula na nung paglalaboy niya, no? Siguro mga tumagal na ng mga 2 taon, nag-4 na taon, ano? Siyempre, lalaki siya na ramdaman niya ang pangangailangan ng tao.
Ang pagnanasa.
Ang pagnanasa.
Mm. No?
Nakakita siya ng unggoy.
Unggoy na naman.
Nakakita siya ng unggoy. Talagang sa istorya ng sangkatauhan, marami talagang nagawa at naiambag ang mga unggoy. Eh. Kaya yung mga unggoy na, yung mga mukhang unggoy sa ating kapaligiran, atin silang mahalin.
May pinagmulan pala sila.
Dahil sila ay ating mga amain.
Oh. Ah, ganun pala yun, no?
Mm, no? Mabalik tayo ngayon doon sa prinsipeng naglalaboy na mga ilang taon na, nakakita siya ng unggoy. Siyempre, alam niyang unggoy yun, no?
Mm.
Ang ginawa na lang niya, sinlaki niya yung unggoy. Mga, siguro, ano ba tawag doon? Gorilla ba yun? Yung mga ganon.
Oh, gorilla!
Bakulaw. Yung tawag ba ron?
Yun ba ang tawag sa gorilla?
Oo.
Bakulaw.
Bakulaw ata.
Bakulaw, ha?
Bakulaw,
bakulaw.
Oh. Bakulaw.
Tawag ko doon, gorilla.
Oo.
Gory.
Bakulaw.
Oo, ang, okay. Ang ginawa niya, pumitas siya ng saging sa isang puno, ibinato niya sa harap ng unggoy, di syempre yung bakulaw, dinampot.
Oo.
Oh. Mm-mm. Tapos, tapos isang mabilis lang na isinuot niya yung balat ng kambing.
Bakit niya sinuot?
Kasi alam niyang unggoy yun, hindi niya alam kung ano pumapasok ro, no? Para lang may raos ang pang isang katauhang pagdaglasa. Oh,
para
binamit niya yun.
Para protektahan niya lang yung sarili
binamit
niya.
Binamit niya yun.
Oh, binala lang niyang ginamit.
Binamit niya yun kasi hindi naman niya pwedeng gamitin ng ang tela o papel.
Oh, dahil masakit.
Oo. So,
ang yung ginamit, itlog na lang ng kambing.
Oh, oh.
Ano nangyari sa'yo? Ano nangyari sa'yo?
Nag-English naman. Nurse!
Ano ba sinabi niya?
Nurse!
Ano sinabi niya?
Ewan ko, medyo na ano ko lang.
Tumitirik ang mata.
Tumitirik lang bigla.
Parang batong.
Siguradong, siguradong nag-English yan.
Ayos ka lang ba?
Ano ba yun? Ano ba yung nangyari?
Ay, ewan ko, may binanggit kang isang English na salita.
Ganun ba?
Oo.
Teka lang.
Ayos ka lang ba?
Oo. Pagod ako eh.
Parang napagod to.
Oo. Nag-epex ako pabalik. Galing akong basig.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, so, di sinuot niya yung balat nung kambing ngayon. Tapos yun, ginamit niya. Doon nagsimula ang kondom.
So, nung panahon pala ng mga reyna at hari, dahil sa isang prinsipe.
Dahil sa isang prinsipe na may matinding pagnanasa.
Mahusay ka talaga, kaibigan Badong.
Naglalakad na Google ng Pilipinas.
Parang perya, you know? Parang perya, dapat maglagay tayo ng isang malaking estante. Naglalakad na Google.
Dito na po kayo, panoorin nyo. Saksihan ang naglalakad na Google ng Pilipinas.
Bente lang.
Tatabihan nyo yung babaeng talangka. Yung
Jezebel.
Yung batang octopus.
Batang demonyo.
Yung batang demonyo.
Batang demonyo kasi bata pa lang, lakas na magmura.
Lalaking kumakain ng hilaw na manok.
Yan, dapat tinatabi siya sa mga ganyan, sa mga perya, no?
Tama.
Eh, may mga babaeng talangka na tumutugtog ba ng gitara at nagsusulat sa notebook.
Meron din babaeng ahas.
Oo. Oh, sige, naglalakad na Google, di ba? Maring Badong ng 1:35 Okay. Mabalik namin kayo sa Max FM. Mabalik po kami para sa mas maraming tanong para kay kaibigan Badong. Sa itanong kay Badong, text lang po kayo at tawag. King DJ Logan, ikaw naman. Yes, thanks a lot, guys. Here is a really hot track. Rule number one, huwag mong aminin overtone on Max FM. 103.5 Max FM. Yes, the red jumpsuit apparatus with your guardian angel. Play this one for whom, Mark?
For all my friends. Merry Christmas, guys.
Ano ba? Martira.
Okay, I'll play this song for you guys. Listen, huh?
Okay, here's one thing I wanted to talk about. I was actually talking about it yesterday. It was it was one of the what we were pushing for next year, for 2008. And excuse me, it was brought to my attention that 2008 is going to be the year of the independent artist. Did you guys hear this yesterday while I was announcing this? It's the year of the independent artist. Wherein, okay, because I've given the situation on air. You know, like Magic 89.9, it has its own show, which is local vocal. And then here over at Max FM, we have Tunog Calye. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the thing that really hurts us here in the radio industry is that we're trying so hard, you know, to elevate talent, to put them up on a pedestal, mm-hmm. you know, from NU107, you know, pushing out these local rock acts, and then us here at Tunog Calye, you know, you're a brand new act,
yes.
And then, you know, we're trying to put you out there. Local vocal of 89.9, they're also trying to put you out there. And then the thing that just really pissed me off about this industry is that once these bands or once these signed acts become very big,
okay,
their managers start coming in, you know? Their managers start coming in, and then they demand astronomical prices once your band is you know, is there.
Yeah.
You know, you're endorsing this, your official clothes are this, you're endorsing this soft drink, you're blah, 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 blah. Lots of endorsements that make you say, wait a minute, we're popular. Okay, we won't look back at our roots. We're popular, so we're going to charge, like, if we're four members of the band, we demand, like, for six songs, we're going to charge, like, 100,000 pesos each.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or you know, like, 50,000 pesos each for one act. Diba? So, basically, it turns people off.
Yes.
Especially if it's the radio station that played your songs, and then you charge them, like, okay, you know, sige, Max FM, magpo-perform lang kami, pero to charge kami ng mga 80,000, 100,000, okay na sa budget namin yan. We're like, what? What? This is like an anniversary party and you're charging us, what? So, the network decided to do something about it. Especially now that they have, you know, this, you have to pay for the legal rights of the songs, for them not to be performed in public. You usually see this, right?
Yeah.
Like any public performance is blah, 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 and then you have to pay royalty. Now, there's this one governing body that you have to pay royalty to, which is PhilSCAP.
PhilSCAP.
Yeah, PhilSCAP. So you have to pay a certain amount every year for royalty. And then, okay, if that isn't bad enough, there's this new group that's coming in that basically just wants to milk everything, or you know, at least an extra amount of money again from the radio stations, from the advertisers, from the, you know, the people that want to make events. And having these bands, you have to pay an extra sum for you to play their music.
Right.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just crazy. So, we decided in this network to do something about it, okay? We decided, well, not me. No, this network in general has decided to put up its own recording label.
There you go. That's a good idea.
So, you're talking about stations like Jam 88.3,
Wave
89.1, Magic 89.9. 103.5 Max FM and 99.5 Hit FM. These are five major radio stations.
Yeah.
Okay? So now, we're not going to be anyone's bitch now. You know, this network isn't going to be anyone's bitch. You can't tell us that, oh, we're charging 100,000 for our act. You know why? Because we're not going to play your songs anymore. We're going to sign up our own artists. We're going to sign up our own indie artists, you know, the ones that you see in the ones that you see in Kublai's Rock, the ones that you hear about, the ones that don't have a recording label yet, the ones that you see in Sagiho, you know, these bands.
Yes.
We're all going to sign them up, man. They are going to be in the pool of local artists for this network.
Very good.
And then we are going to be playing these indie artists' songs on air. You know, it depends if it fits the format of 89.9. It depends if it fits the format of Hit, of Max, of Jam, of whatever. So there you go. That is radio fighting back. Never, ever underestimate radio. Because that's what 2008 is going to be. That's the reason why 2008 is going to be the year of the independent artist.
Very good. Very
because
good.
It's the independent artist, yung wala pang mga sungay, yung wala pang mga managers, na gahamon sa pera. So you know what? You bands, you better think about it of who you're going to sign up with next year. You know, if your contract is expiring with your own recording label, right? Because rest assured, man, we're not going to play your songs anymore on air.
Dude. Five major radio stations.
That's not, five major radio
not
stations,
gonna
man.
We're going to play your song.
We're going to play your songs probably on Fridays.
Once a week.
On Fridays or like once a week. You know, once we have special shows or like once we have Tunog Kalye. Oh, here's the song of River Maya before. Here's the song of Bamboo before. You know, these were the songs before. But if you guys have any new releases.
Yeah.
We're not gonna play it anymore, man.
Down to the gutters.
So you know what these bands are supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to sign up with us.
There you go.
Exactly. And we get to dictate we get to dictate of whether how... I'm sorry, 100,000... how much are you guys charging us? I'm sorry. Oh, okay, so you got to make a choice, you know? Do you guys want your talent fees to go down, but then still be played on air? Or wait a minute, hold on. You guys still want to stick to your own recording label? Fine, go ahead. We're not going to play your songs.
Mm-hmm. Too bad.
Now, that's the way I understood the whole scenario, okay? But, you know, there's also politics to deal with here. But then again,
of course,
I'm just letting everyone know, all you independent artists who are complaining, oh, pare, tagal-tagal na nga namin nagpe-perform eh. Actually, ang galing namin eh. Kaya alam, mga mukha kaming kutong lupa lahat eh. Hindi kami sinasign ng recording labels kasi hindi kami marketable. Kasi ang pangit namin lahat eh. Pero maganda yung sounds namin.
Mm.
Really? Oh, then, feel free to join us.
Yeah, sign up.
Sign up.
And just to show these ingratos who they're messing with.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
Radio.
You know, you should remember that radio is a powerful tool, especially in the music industry.
Of course.
Very, very powerful.
Very powerful.
So that's one thing you got to realize. And I'm so sorry that I have to break the news on Christmas Day, but...
just giving them a heads up, you know.
Merry Christmas, guys. Merry
nice.
Christmas.
Yes. Be nice.
You ingratos.
I remember the movie of Angelina Jolie. First time the song came out. It's by Basement Jaxx. Where's Your Head At? Tomb Raider 1. Fantastic. I mean, she had really great looking boobs in this movie.
Oh, yes.
This is 103 and a half. Max FM 2008 is the year of the indie artist. You guys better have a band meeting right now and talk about this. This is Max FM. Haven't you ever realized it that each and every single day that we go on air from 9 o'clock till 12 o'clock midnight,
mm-hmm.
It is always a last day which will never come again.
Yeah.
It is always a day that will never come again. Like, say, for example, today is December 25, 2007. It'll never come again. There will never be another December 25, 2007.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
We are lucky to witness.
So that's a... It actually puts, you know, your being here in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
That, wow, this is a special job that people get to waste... You know, the last 3 hours of a very monumental day,
mm-hmm.
which will never come again, with us. Sounds good. Sounds really good. Sounds really good.
Thank you, guys.
Because King DJ Logan and Logan's Alley is a part of their metabolism.
Thank you very much.
You can't miss it.
You know what I... Okay, here, let me just ask you guys one thing. Off the top of your heads, what do you wish... For either yourself, you know, it can be for yourself, it can be for your friends, your family, or for the whole country for 2008. Marf, have you ever thought about it?
Yeah, I just hope the price of oil goes down.
Wow.
Yeah. For the country.
Wow. Medyo may political ano yan.
No, because I'm...
Price of oil goes down, huh?
Yeah.
So the dollar goes up?
I hope so.
You insensitive bastard.
No. prices in general, I hope they go down.
Prices in general.
Yeah. All prices.
Yeah, we're all wishing for that one. Good. Mark, Justin.
For me, for each and everyone to be given a fair chance.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Philippines. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, tide or low tide?
To my beloved friends and family, good evening.
Mm-hmm.
To the board of judges, good evening. Philippines, good evening.
Say, wait, hold on. Okay. I'm sorry to not have provided you with some app background music. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Miss Philippines.
Thank you. To all the televiewers, good evening. To my family and friends,
mm-hmm.
good evening. To the respective judges, good evening. Philippines, mabuhay. My name is Corazon E. Muñoz Is Castilla Clemente Bituun. Call me V for short. I stand 5'7", 5'7" tall, long curly locks, and a very nice pair of ass. Sets.
Oh, God.
Assets.
Okay, here's my wish for 2008.
Okay.
You know how many motorcycle riders are there?
I know where this is going.
Just listen to me. Okay. Listen to me, and I am going to make my point. Mm-hmm. A lot of our listeners, you know, we have lots of listeners that ride motorcycles, mm-hmm. that ride whatever, okay? Now, may I just make a suggestion? And I hope, you know, whatever I say at 11:47... does not fall on deaf ears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But please, listen to my proposal for next year. Okay? Now, we all know how many accidents are being caused by motorcycles. An increased number of motorcycle accidents, yes, on the road, mm-hmm. For the past how many years. And it seems as if that the suppliers of these motorcycles, because there are more of them on the road, right?
Yes. Mm.
And business is business, so I understand the suppliers of these motorcycles for bringing as many motorcycles into the country, you know, as much as they want,
mm-hmm.
okay? Now, I have nothing against that, but I'm making an appeal to the suppliers, like Honda, Kawasaki,
Suzuki.
What's that Ride Like a Champ thing, the one with Manny Pacquiao? Yeah, Suzuki as well.
Isuzu.
No, the Isuzu, are there Isuzu motorcycles?
Yes.
There are Isuzu motorcycles there. You know, all these motorcycle distributors or suppliers, okay, they should get together and then have a fund that is going to put up huge billboards mm-hmm. on EDSA, on places where people refuse to wear their helmets.
Mm.
Because Filipinos in general, I'm not saying everybody, but Filipinos in general are so hard-headed.
Yes.
Okay? They're very hard-headed. Susuot sila ng baseball cap, they call it a helmet. You know the one for the batter? You know the hard hat used in baseball, which will only protect you from a baseball or a softball? That will only go as far as protecting your head, you know, with scratches, but not due to concussions mm-hmm. if you get into an accident. My point is, motorcycle suppliers should get together, have big billboards on South Superhighway, on the North Luzon Expressway, on EDSA most especially, mm-hmm. from, you know, throughout the whole length of the MRT. They should have very, very graphic pictures of people whose heads have been smashed in of accidents, you know, like really bloody, gory images of people who have died
because
of not wearing a helmet on the road. As it is, it'll strike an image, you know? It'll strike an image in
mm-hmm. Ah, but siyempre, we still have those mga matitigas na ulo, di ba?
Yeah.
Pero, what about those kids whose parents just, oh, sige, ito yung pera, bili ka na lang motorsiklo. Diba?
It will make the parents think twice now about buying their kids motorcycles. Or even, you know, make them wear helmets. So, you know, the wives who have these husbands who go to work on motorcycles, tapos ang titigas ng ulo, diba? Yung helmet sinusuot sa siko.
Yeah.
Diba? They wear it on their elbows and, mm-hmm. and not on their heads. Diba? There was one time I actually pulled, you know, I put down my window. Sabi ko, para hindi ata ganun pagsuot ng helmet. Diba dapat nasa ulo? And then he just looked at me as if I was stupid. You know? That's what I always do. I always put down my window and say, pare, ganyan ba yung bagong fashion? Diyan ba talaga sinusuot yung helmet?
Yeah.
And then they look at me as if, ano pinagsasabi nitong tangan to?
Diba?
Yeah.
So I think motorcycle distributors, suppliers, they should put up really big billboards with really graphic images of people who have died or people who are in the hospital right now, mm-hmm. people who have broken bones, people who have, you know, smashed heads. Ipakita nila. Ipakita nila yung mga wasak talaga ng mukha. You know, people who have gone under trucks.
Yeah.
Because of speeding too fast. People who have flown through the air and then smashed right there. Basag yung mga paa. Oh, yung mga, you know, your kneecaps, your elbows, your... Oh. Wala, talaga. And then you show someone in stitches na wasak yung... Wasak yung panga.
Yeah.
Diba? Wasak yung ilong, basag, luwa yung mata.
Ah.
I think they should really show that on EDSA. Yeah. They should... You know, that those are going to be... That is actually going to... That is going to strike a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's I'm telling you, whoever advertising agency, you know, you're listening, you guys want to make an impact. You guys want to... You guys want to reap home some awards for the next ad congress?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, these are the ads that are really going to make people talk.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, sige, huwag ka pang mag-helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Or sige, huwag kang mag-helmet. That's a good slogan, you know? Sige, huwag kang mag-helmet. Mm-hmm. And then on TV, they show like, tapos ito ngayon si Boy. Dati, guwapo siya. Dati tanggap siya sa trabaho sa pabrika, blah blah blah, blah blah blah. Pero dahil sa tigas ng ulo niya, ayaw niya magsuot ng helmet habang nagmo-motor. Ito siya ngayon, gulay. Inaalagaan ng kanyang asawa, yung mga anak niya nagtitinda ng sampagita sa kalye, nagtitinda ng sigarilyo sa kalye dahil tatanga-tanga siya dahil hindi siya sumuot ng helmet.
Yeah.
E di sana ngayon, imbis na nagtitinda ng sampagita yung anak niya, nagtitinda ng mga laruan, ng mga candy, ng mga yosi sa kalye, e di sana ngayon, nag-aaral pa rin yung mga anak niya. Pero tanga siya eh. Dahil hindi siya nagsuot ng helmet. Kaya ngayon, gulay siya. Wala na siyang trabaho. Ang asawa niya, iniwanan na siya at iniwan ang mga bata sa kanya.
Morbid.
I think that should be the way to go. You know, with Filipinos, honestly, with Filipinos, it just has to be out there.
Yeah.
The blatant truth.
Mm-hmm.
Wala na yung mga artistic form. Diba? Wala na yung mga... Oh, ikaw. Yung taong nasa ambulansya, baka mag-anak mo.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Yung sa mga bus driver. Dude, mga bus driver hindi nagpapa-ambulansya. Nagpapa-tricycle sila. Na mga na-aksidente nilang mga kamag-anak.
Yeah.
Diba? Mm-hmm. Or those that are sick. Hindi nila pinapa-ambulansya. Mahal eh. So there's no truth in advertising to that commercial. Although, you know, we realize it. Mm-hmm. But then, dude, motorcycles, man. Motorcycles. Let's prevent, you know, you guys in the motorcycle industry, you have a responsibility. You know, you are putting out, just like the cigarette vendors, you know, the cigarette suppliers, they have a responsibility to put warning. Cigarette smoking kills.
Yeah.
You know, smoking cigarette kills. It kills babies. It causes cancer. Mm. That's what they put, right, on the packs of cigarettes, because that's part of their responsibility. Now, motorcycle manufacturers and suppliers, I think they should also take after this. Diba?
Yeah.
Put it on their brochures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not only put it on their brochures, you know, put like big billboards.
Yeah.
And wear helmets. Wear helmets. And those that sell fake helmets from China, mm-hmm. I think they should be arrested.
Yeah.
No, really. They should be arrested because it's like selling... Diba?
Yeah.
It's selling nothing.
Mm.
It's a matter of life and death.
Niloloko mo yung publiko into buying a cheaper helmet, which is around, maganda na to, 500 pesos. And then come the time that they go flying through the air and that their head is the first to hit the ground, mamamatay sila, and then they don't even claim responsibility? Ay, hindi, syempre, mamamatay talaga yan kasi 500 pesos lang yung helmet niya, gawan China pa. Di ba? Hindi na namin kasalanan yun bilang negosyante. See?
Yeah.
Actually, that's a
really, they should arrest these people that sell fake helmets.
Yeah.
You know, walang kwenta helmets. because it's taking advantage of a stupid motorcycle riding society. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying everyone, but I'm saying in general. Because all they want is to get from point A to point B, bahala na si Batman.
And to save also.
Yeah, and to save.
To save.
To save. But, you know, if you don't give these people the opportunity to buy a cheap helmet, and, you know, that they have to shell out 1,300 pesos for at least matinong helmet, it'll save their lives. Mm-hmm. Diba? You can call me Burgis, you can call me whatever you want. You can say, ah, kasi King DJ Logan, 1,500, money lang sa'yo yan eh. Diba? At least ikaw, nagtataksi ka papuntang trabaho, eh kami, kailangan namin magmotor. Sige, go ahead and say that to me. Go ahead and say that to me once your head gets smashed in and once you become a gulay on a hospital bed.
Yeah.
And how much do you have to pay this time?
Yeah. Good. Very good.
Good point.
Actually, really, that's what I'd like to see this coming 2008. Yes?
The billboard's a good modification. I mean, no, to motivate.
Yeah, motivation.
Motivation. Motorists, especially motorcycle riders. But as morbid as you want it to be, of course, you know, as Filipinos, there would be, you know, human rights advocates out there that will want those billboards to be taken down.
You know what, these human rights people, pera lang yan.
Yeah.
Just pay them off. Just pay them off, they'll shut up. Honestly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, nothing against human rights or activists. There's nothing human rights about that. What are you guys talking about, you know, that we put bloody pictures out there? It's true, that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Why do we have to lie? Why do we have to lie? So, you know what? The next time this guy with a motorcycle has his kid with him riding a motorcycle and the kid looks up at the billboard and says, Papa, bakit hindi ka nag-helmet? Eh, katangahan lang yan. Katangahan lang yan. Nilagay lang yan. So, you know, it'll avoid this guy riding the motorcycle to say that to his kid. Na katangahan lang yung mga billboard yan.
Yeah. Plus, you know, 1,500 pesos for a helmet is not that expensive, especially when you're thinking of saving your life.
But I'm not really so sure how much a helmet is, because I hate riding motorcycles, for honest. Yeah. The farthest I've ever gone to riding a motorcycle is the one with three wheels. At yung tabinging nakaupo yung tricycle driver. Okay, well, I guess that's all I want to see for 2008. And I thank you. Once again, let's give it up for Miss Taken.
Yes,
lagi akong misunderstood. This has been mistaken. I thank you.
Mistaken.
Okay, gotta go, folks. Time right now, it's a minute to go before we hit 12. Wait a minute, who are we at? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you're still there.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Sunny.
Sunny?
Yeah.
Do you agree with what I've been saying?
Yeah.
Dima?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ride a motorcycle?
Sometimes.
You sometimes ride a motorcycle,
yeah.
But you don't have a motorcycle.
No.
You don't. But diba, matino magsuot ng helmet, diba?
Exactly.
Yeah, diba, nakakainis, pare.
Mm-hmm.
While you're driving on the road, tapos kala mo kung sinong na parang diba? Diba? Singit lang ng singit kung saan masikip dun niya trip, diba? Parang diba?
Those guys are stupid.
Those guys are really stupid, especially the ones that wear their helmets on their elbows.
Mm-hmm.
About their passengers, they should wear helmets also, right?
Yeah, their passengers, anyone who gets on a motorcycle should wear a helmet.
Yeah.
If not, I don't even feel for you if you die. Without a helmet, you know, if you die, you die. Good for you, you die, you stupid bastard. The world can do without stupid people like you who gets on a motorcycle without a helmet. Die! You know, you're on the hospital bed, you survived this motorcycle accident. Die! If I could just get free access to a hospital and then, oh, doc, ano ba kaso nito? Eh, wala eh, kasi nagmotor yan eh, walang helmet, ayan, tuloy, ganyan yung nangyari. Die! Die! The world can do without stupid people like you!
Die.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks, man. What can I do for you? Sunny?
Yeah.
Sunny. Nice
Yo.
Name. Sunny.
Yo.
Yes. Nothing? Yes? Nothing.
Wala na sila badong eh.
Sinasabi mo lang, crush mo lang ako eh.
Hello?
Hindi, hello.
Hello?
Sonny.
Yeah.
We'll have you tomorrow.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah.
And Merry Christmas, by the way.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Before we go, KDL, I'd like to greet my friends.
I don't want
to
hear it. No, go ahead. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I'd like to...
I'm sorry. I just felt like being such a bully today.
Yeah. Hi to Paolo Osorio, Vicky Osorio, Zell, Janine, Rosie, to John Vergara, Miguel Hoson, Michelle Hoson. Also, belated happy birthday to Maureen Bagsit, and of course, Yuyu.
Maureen!
Yes.
Maureen.
And of course...
Wow. Is it her birthday?
Last Sunday.
Oh, belated happy birthday, man.
Belated happy birthday. Papa also to Yuyu. And to Sherwin of AIG Correspondence Team. They are tuning in every night.
Mm.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Convergies?
AIG.
AIG. Okay. Hello. Yes, Justin, you?
Hi to Ace Catalan, to Maningo Bando, and to everybody who's listening tonight.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Hello, Mitch. And hello to, what's his name? Serge! Serge! Yes, Serge. I miss you, Serge.
Also, Carla. I know you're listening. Yeah.
Serge.
And Perpy.
Perpy.
Yeah, my friend.
Merry Christmas, Serge. And Serge says, I just want to say I love my Babylos.
Babylos.
Because that's what Serge calls his motorcycle. Diba, si Annie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's supposed to be Annie. And then Annie's supposed to ride the... Babylos. Mask rider, but oh, what's it?
Scheider.
Right. Okay, Annie, take care on your trip and hope you always wear a helmet, Serge. On your Babylos. Gotta go, folks. Leaving you with a tune from Naughty by Nature. Feel Me Flow. You can catch the flow this time. Oh my god. What am I? A fantastic program. Honestly, when is the flow? It's from 6 to 9?
8.
It's from 6 to 8.
Saturdays.
On Saturdays, it is now hosted by H-Town.
Whoa.
H-Town, baby.
Where's yes.
Fantastic decision to get H-Town, man. Mmm, the flow. You can catch it this coming Saturday, all right? This has been King DJ Logan, of course, with Justin Ray and Marf.
Yes.
We bid you happy holidays, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. God bless you. Hey, Lauren. Thanks for dropping by. Hey. Isabel. Thanks for dropping by.
Isabel.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. You nerd, man. You heard. Coming back.